Hey everybody, welcome back to Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered. Tonight you have your usual hosts,
Araceli
and Cass. Woo. Hey everybody, I hope y'all are doing great. I hope y'all had a good week. I am finally alive and popping.
You don't have the flu and what was it?
Oh, oh yeah, it's gonna take us a little bit to get out of the awkward, nervous stage from the laughing when we first start. Because, but how was your week, man?
Good, it was good.
You were
a lot of things.
Itching to see me.
Oh yeah, Wednesday we were supposed to record, right?
Oh yeah, and then Wednesday's whenever I got like super sick. I was at work, and Tuesday night I actually felt sick, and then I was like, nah, I'm good. And then Wednesday I went to work and I was like, nah, I'm not.
Like, I'm not good. I'm dying, actually.
Went to the hospital and she was like, honey. And also the hospital, the fuck?
You got the Ebola.
For real. Ma'am, Ebola is a serious condition. But yeah, so I was diagnosed with a strep and, strep and flu type A.
Oh god.
So then I went yesterday or today actually in the morning and yesterday and they were like, you're not contagious anymore, but until your fever breaks is whenever you're good. So I was like, all right, fuck it.
You're like, I'm ready to record.
Let's fucking do this. And also, he's in a hazmat suit, guys. You just can't see her.
And you can't hear it moving around.
That's how fucking up to date these bitches are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna try really hard to not rant. But yeah. That's probably not gonna happen.
We're gonna try. Keyword try.
We're not perfect.
Wait. First of all, before we start, I think we should say thank you to the people who have listened.
All 43 of y'all. Thank y'all for real. And if you haven't heard, we are now available, I believe, on 6 different platforms.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly which ones.
Spotify. Which was a really big, like, hit. Yeah. Because we were kind of like, what?
We thought it would take a long time to get to that.
So, eventually, the overall podcast goal is to end up on Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
But it's a really long process to end up on Apple Podcast. But, so we're available on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcast.
Does it show on the app?
Uh-huh. Google Podcast, Stitcher.
Yeah, I think it's
true. Anchor, of course. And then
you said Breaker, right?
Yeah.
And then Pocket Cast.
Oh, Pocket Cast.
Radio Public and
oh wow. So it's like 7. So whenever we share this next podcast that we're currently recording, we'll be sure to drop all the links to whatever tickles your pickle to listen to.
On our Facebook page.
On our Facebook page. So also please be sure to like and share, guys. You know,
show some love.
Yes, because that's always important. You know, like, we really, really want to feel like we have an audience with you guys.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, and even if not, then fuck it. We're here talking and enjoy our company. Well, like,
it's fun just talking about what I think, yes, what people talk about all the time, but at the same time, what other people are scared to talk about.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like the good thing is like, you don't know what we look like.
Exactly.
Until, like, but hopefully soon we'll probably be doing like a behind the scenes video.
Yeah.
Right now we're no longer on the bed in my room. My husband let us use the sneaker room. Mm-hmm. And in here he has like a really nice setup and stuff, so he let us be in here.
Thanks, Serge.
Yeah, shout out to Sergi. who's currently KO'd on the couch right now.
That's right.
So if you occasionally hear a little bit of a snore, that's my man. So we're actually gonna jump right in and talk about Super Bowl since it's Super Bowl
that's
weekend.
All right, on Sunday, February 3rd.
Araceli here is
don't forget
diehard Patriots fan.
Let's go Patriots.
I am a Texans fan. So
same colors, different team.
For real. Literally. And on so Serge actually he's going for the Rams.
Yeah.
Boom. And I don't know if he's just going for the Rams because it's against the Patriots. And it was funny because the day that it was the AFC and NFC championship games, my grandpa was like, you know, he was talking about his teams and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, but whoever plays the Patriots, I'll go for the Patriots. But it was funny because he goes, a mí me gustan los Patriotas. And me and Sergio were like, the abuelo. And I was like, who? And he was like, los Patriotas. And my dad was like, the Patriots. But he was all mad because his Saints lost, right? So I was like, damn, daddy.
All salty.
For real. Still. Like, literally.
All the Saints fans are still salty.
You hear that?
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's all the salt in the background.
Is it Salt Bay?
Who do you think is going to win? Like, honestly. I mean,
I feel confident that the Patriots will win.
But I don't know. There's been major upsets with the Patriots.
Yeah, in the past. Like with the Eagles, I was confident the Patriots were gonna win.
Shout out to Mama Amy.
Eagles suck. But then the Eagles came back and obviously wanted it more. So I don't know.
I mean, Tom Brady. I mean, hands down, he's the GOAT. Sergio has said it multiple times that the Patriots. The thing with them is that they're literally stacked. Like they all draft players that you've never heard of them before. Like Gronkowski. Who the fuck is Gronkowski? And I was like, the Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
D-A.
I was watching G-R-O-N-K.
I like, what am I, Usher?
About like how the good players all just have like one name. Like for example, J.J. Watt. They call him Watt. And, well, Gronk. I don't know any other people, but yeah, like, that's when you know they're real good. Yeah. They just have one name.
See, J.J. Watt, y'all, if y'all don't know, he's my baby daddy. He's just
I like him, too. Like, he's probably
he's a very like humble player. Yes. Like, I mean, he has a girlfriend or whatever, but...
Stay back.
For real. But, I mean, I feel like it's gonna be really good, you know, like, people are gonna get together... They're going to eat. They're probably going to get drunk.
For sure. On a Sunday.
Shit. Y'all already know how that's going to get. Y'all's local HEB, HEB 441 Uvalde, is going to be packed from like 6 in the morning until like, what time does the game start? 3? No, 7. Check it, guys. So it's probably going to be packed until about 5 o'clock once people start throwing stuff on the grill. Where are you watching it at?
I don't know yet. My brother had invited me at some... I don't know the person. I just know that she's, like, a good friend. I was like, oh, okay, maybe we'll go over there. So, yeah. You? Where are y'all gonna watch it?
I don't know. Sergio actually asked me yesterday. Natasha and Louie had invited us over, but since I was sick, I don't want to get the kids sick, she has a newborn. So, even though I'm kind of cleared and stuff, I don't want to risk it, you know? But I don't know. Maybe we'll just watch it here. And we'll throw some ribs on the grill. Sergio barbecued the other day, and they came out really good.
Ribs?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. And like pork or...
They were beef ribs.
Oh.
And he, whenever they were about to be done, we actually put some barbecues on them. And they were... Barbecue sauce.
You guys. Oh, my God. Okay. So I have this thing with, like, when people say words wrong.
Oh, she needs to correct you.
No, not correct, but I just want to make sure that we catch it and post it somewhere. She said barbecues. Like, she meant barbecue sauce.
No. Like, the first time we ever met each other, which was already awkward as it was,
right.
I had sunt it.
Oh, God. No, nothing beats the awkward...
Okay, so I was sitting on my couch, and of course I was nervous because John and Serge were already friends. I had already met John. I knew John from high school, and Serge was like, oh, is it cool if John's this is what he said, if John's chick comes over? Okay. And I was like, is she a boyo? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I was already all nervous because if you don't know me, like, I'm typically the type of person that's like, I don't want to meet new people.
No, she's not.
And then so she walks in and she's so happy and bubbly, and I didn't have any makeup on. I was like, she gonna meet me for real. And then so I'm sitting on the couch and she comes in so happy and goes to hug me, and I stick out my hand.
It was so awkward.
So then I was like, okay, we're just gonna hug. And then we became best friends after that.
Yeah, and then they didn't give me a burger, and I'm still heartbroken.
She was salty about it, and every time I met her for over burgers, she acts like she don't know where I live.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
True story.
But speaking of barbecue,
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about that new place, Southern Smoke Barbecue, on Camp Street?
on, is it calf or mesquite? One of
them. It used to be like a...
Maybe it's like...
On the corner? Yeah. It used to be like a taqueria, but now my uncle Hector Aguirre, actually took over it. And let me tell you, the food is bomb.com. We have to go and try it out. I've heard that their cowboy potatoes are pretty good. I've only had a couple of his tacos. My dad is actually helping him cook every now and then.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's awesome.
So, if y'all haven't tried out Southern Smoke Barbecue, I feel like y'all should go and try it out. If yes. you're in the mood for something different besides Evitz, no shame towards Evitz. I feel like that's the place to go when it's like
was the only place.
Yeah. I mean, Oasis has barbecue and stuff, but I mean,
yeah.
It can get a little repetitive sometimes.
We're not hating, we're just...
You know, I feel like it's okay to branch out, you know? Yeah. And I mean, Southern Smoked is a family-owned business, so anytime you guys want to go out and try something different, be sure to go and try it out. It's on Camp Street. Don't know the exact address, but just drive on North Camp Street. You'll find it.
Support the small businesses, please.
Yes, yes. So then we're going to transition into our next little topic, which I totally forgot what it was. What did I say it was going to be?
You listed them on the message. Hold on.
We're supposed to have like a script.
Okay, we are talking about Super Bowl, Mexican culture.
Oh, yes. And the last topic, because this is why we're recording late tonight, because she was catching up. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is actually like Mexican folklore. And me and Araceli are both Hispanic. I grew up what? ¿Qué es eso? ¿Queso? You know, we both grew up with the chancla.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we both grew up getting terrified by the cucuy.
Oh, my, plenty of them. Still scared to this day.
Like me, I am, like, probably the biggest cat you're ever going to see in your life because everything scares me.
Yeah,
everything true. And anything scares me. Like, we could be outside and freaking... anything can happen. I'm like,
and then I could just trip and she'll freak out.
And I'll be like,
thinking somebody pushed
me. And I'll be like, la lechuza! So how many times were you terrified of the lechuza? Did that ever scare you?
I cannot even count. Like, every time I go outside in the night, I'm like, I'm looking and I'm
thinking. Like one time me and Serge came home. I want to say we either came home from your house or we were just out and about. And I was, like, having, like, this really deep conversation with him, and he, like, stops talking as we're getting off the car, and I'm walking, you know how I have a sidewalk to get to my door, and he's, like, you don't hear it, and I was, like, what, and then I got quiet, and I heard, hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, and I was, like, you better open the goddamn door right now, Sergio.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, if you're listening, you don't know what a lechuza is.
Yes.
Basically, they say that it's like a woman who was cursed into being a witch, or not, you know, she chose the witch path, and she turns into a owl.
Like dark magic, right?
Like, yeah, like brujeria, pretty much. I don't hate on it, but I respect it. I am not trying to wake up dead tomorrow.
Exactly.
How you gonna wake up dead? You know, like, but that's supposedly what that is, and then, you know, there's different urban legends that... they steal your man.
Yeah, I'm staying here tonight.
That they steal your kids. Hide your kids. Hide your Wi-Fi.
Hide your man.
Ain't nobody safe out here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's another one that to this day... Okay, I lived in the Estates for like 5 years, 4 years.
That's all you gotta say and everyone's scared.
Everybody's turned off.
Right.
And it was like the chupacabra, man. Like that thing was... You know, to this day, like, they'll bring it down to, like, you know, this little dog, this little rat dog. But I feel like it wasn't. Like, I feel like it was, like, this thing, you know, like
bigger than...
Yeah. Like, you know, because, I mean, for them to be like, oh, it's... And if you don't know what chupacabra means in English, it's literally translated to goat sucker. That's what it means.
Goat sucker.
Yeah, chupacabra.
Tom Brady sucker?
I know, that's what I meant. Yeah, hoe. Ah, yeah, little hoes. And I just feel like that was one of the big things. I was always like, oh my God. And then my mom, and I'd be like, oh my God.
Of course, right.
Like,
you
know.
Scare you.
And then, like, I distinctly remember at my great-grandma's house when all the grandkids were there.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, this... I don't know if I'm, like, imagining things. Like, I remember it weird. And if any of my cousins are listening, please correct me. Or, like, be like, bitch, yes. She lived next to this... Oh my gosh, we got really scared. My husband, right, I told you he's asleep, and I don't know if he, like, made a noise or, like, he talked in his sleep or something.
I'm scared, Dad.
Are you hot? Are you good?
No, I'm okay.
She lived in this duplex for as freaking long as I can remember. But next to the duplex on the left side, there was like a stable. Like a old stable. And I don't know why the fuck we would go play over there. But I remember there was like this huge mound of dirt in the very back far corner of the stable.
That's sketchy already.
And my cousins would always be, like, climbing it and shit. And I remember one time we were out there till, like, 1 in the morning because my family was getting lit.
Wow.
And one of my cousins, like, disappeared. Like, we couldn't find him for, like, 20 minutes. And they scared us. It turns out the cousin ended up freaking going into the house and falling asleep. But they scared us and they were, like, that the chupacabras lived in the hole, in the mound of dirt.
Wow.
And we were like, what? Like, so then we would still go and play there. And, you know, as, you know, my grandma would, like, call for us, or my parents would call for us, or somebody's parents would call for us. And you didn't want to be the last person left. Like, yes, we were all cool, scary, walking out. And then, the chupacabras! And then, you know, we just all take off. And I was already getting fat at that age.
You're like, I'll roll.
But it was just, it was terrifying. Like, I just distinctly remember them telling us that chupacabras lived there.
That is so ugly.
Like, now, whether he did or he didn't, or she, it's 2018. Right? Cannot.
What was that?
I don't know. Cannot discriminate. You know, whether they did or they didn't live there, I mean, it was still something that freaked us out.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, you're still freaked out about it to this day.
Like, I don't even look at my great-grandma's house the same way. Like, we go over and I just remember the stable. It's not even there anymore. The stable's not there anymore. I don't know what happened to it, if they tore it down or what, but it's not there. And then, you know, do you have any experiences with any of that? Or you just remember the stories?
No, I think...
Because don't your grandparents live in the estates?
Yeah, but I never personally heard or saw anything, but I'm going to say, like, it was December, and I was at the house. I was the only one awake, and I was
at your house.
Yeah, like, here. Uh-huh. And I was working on a project for Ethan, like a Christmas project, so I was like, oh, okay, everyone's asleep, I'll just do it now. Dude, I'm in the kitchen, I'm sitting down, just, like, messing with everything. I'm like, okay, like, I got this. It's quiet. And then all I hear is, like, some whistling. But it wasn't, like, you know, not like that. It
was, like, a eerie whistle?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it still messes with me. But I freaked out. I was like, oh, no. Like, heck no. I went next to John, and I was like, screw that. And they kept whistling, or whoever it was, but, like, I went outside, but in the front, because I heard it in the back. I went outside in the front, and there was, like, two people at that one house, the yellow one.
The house.
And, no, I didn't, like, they were talking real quiet, so I was like, no, I don't think it was them. But, like, that was scary, and I always, like, you know, the last time that you went, or whatever time it was, that, like, you heard the owls just, like, going off.
I think it was that time, though, that we went to... that we were very happy off of the screwdrivers. And we went to Townhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
then
was it that time? And then our stomachs were, like, wrecked because we ate so fast.
I don't know. I don't remember what time it was.
But I feel like it was that time because we were there late. I think we didn't leave your house, like, 4 in the morning that time.
No, I don't think it was that time.
No?
Yeah, but...
but I was freaked out, right? And you were like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
And I tried to brush it off, but in reality, I was like, bitches are all the time.
Like, there's always a bunch of owls just, like...
Are your owl? Hey, Mr.
Just,
like, owl.
Just, like, going off, talking to each other. Like, it's okay, people don't live here.
Speaking of that, my mom, actually, I went to her house today because she bought me soup from Taqueria. And, she was, I don't know what we were talking about, and she was like, because my mom calls me Casi. Oh, and she's like, Cassie. And she's like, you know what happened? I'm translating, right? So she's like, you know what happened to me last night? And I was like, or she's like, a couple nights ago. And I was like, what? And I was already freaked out because my parents live in a trailer house, and that trailer house was haunted, and my parents were having like really paranormal activity, which I'll get into later. And I was like, fuck, what? And she said that my mom's like addicted to Hulu. Uh-huh. So she was watching shows like late at night on the tablet in the living room. And I was like, Mom, why did you watch them in your room? Like, right? Dad's like dead asleep. Like, you know? She's like, I don't know. Like, you know, my mom's weird, you know? Like, my mom's like hardcore Mexican. Like, nothing. It takes a lot for her to scare her, you know? You know, like, I'm pretty sure something were to go through, she'd be like, bitch, what the? And my mom said she was munching out, and, you know, my mom's a big person of fountain drinks, so she was going hard on her fountain drink, and, of course, she had to pee, right? Mm-hmm. So she says she goes into her restroom, and my dad was, like, dead asleep. Like, my dad was so asleep, he wasn't even snoring anymore. Wow. So the house was quiet. So she says that she goes to the restroom, and that she heard, like, this really, really weird noise in the house, like where she was in the living room. Ew. And that my dad was like, Benita, and then my mom was like, Danny, I'm in the restroom. And then my dad was like, don't come out. And then like that my dad got up like right away, and that he like I have a feeling that they're just gonna fucking bang on the door.
Dude, me too, I'm scared. Just cover your ears.
Because I know him.
Yes, I know, that's what I was thinking too, but I don't want to stay.
Oh my god, you're thinking it.
I'm gonna be on watch
that. For real. Freaky Kelly.
I know.
And that like my dad went to go check it out. He's like, I thought I heard somebody talking in the living room. Oh my. And then my mom was like, no, like I paused the tablet. Like, you know, there's no way that like, you know, somebody could have been talking, and somebody else like, okay, we'll come to bed already. Like, fuck that. It was like 2 a.m. And then my mom was like, okay, and that he was like, I'll go get your tablet. Like, and he locked, like, the door was locked, but he checked that it was locked. You know, he made sure that everything was turned off. Chico, which is my brother's dog, but it's my mom's dog, is asleep in the living room, like, you know, and but he was, like, awake. And then, so he's like, come on, Chico. So when Chico goes and he stays at the stairs, I'm, like, going to my parents' room because they have, like, 3 steps. Uh-huh. And that, like, an hour and a half later, that Chico just starts growling. Like, it was, he was growling so, like, intense that, like, it woke my parents up. And then my mom was like, Danny, like, something's in the house. Like, somebody's in the house. And that my dad was like, whoever, whatever's in my house, you need to get out because you're not welcome here. And that, like, Chico would, like, would not stop growling.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
That is ugly.
But I remember, okay, my parents bought that trailer probably when we were, like, in the sixth. I was a sixth grader, so I was, like, 11. Yeah, about 11. And ever since I can remember, I don't know if you've ever been into, like, a trailer house, but, like, you walk in, and it's the master bedroom on the right, living room, kitchen, hallway, last 2 rooms, and the extra restroom. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as I can remember, my parents had, like, these 3 stairs, like I mentioned. Somebody or something, me and my brother could always hear running from the stairs all the way to my door.
What?
And it would stop at my door, and it would take off back running to my parents' stairs.
Yes.
All night long. Oh. It was, like, so bad. I'm sorry, Danny. I'm gonna put you on blast. But my brother would sleep with me sometimes, like, what? You know.
That's crazy.
And I remember when my dad would work out of town, like, my brother would sleep with my mom, and I would go sleep with my mom because I didn't want to be by myself on the other side of the room, on the whole ass other side of the house, you know? And then, like, my brother, his room was in the middle, and my brother says that he could always feel like something was watching him.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was, like, so, like, crazy. Like, when my sister lived there in that room, the middle room, she could say the same thing. We never told my sister. She was like, dude, I always feel like something's looking at me. Like, always. And then whenever my mom didn't live there, me and my sister lived there, the boys would sleep in the middle room. And they were little, like maybe 4 and 2. Aww. And I remember they would always end up in my bed. Always. And I would sleep with the door open so that way the boys could go in there, you know?
That is creepy.
Or I would, like, my sister would put them down and I wouldn't be asleep yet. And I would be like, come on. Like, you know, because I didn't want them to sleep by themselves, you know? And then I remember one time, I don't know if it was like my karma or what, but I skipped. I remember, like, I had my own car, and I skipped. I think it was, like, junior year, maybe. Mm-hmm. I skipped my last class of the day, maybe. And when I was, I don't know if y'all had it like that, but we had block schedule. Maybe we would only go
and through... And they changed it when we did.
Okay. Well, if y'all don't know what the fuck block schedule is, you would only go to 4 classes a day. The classes were an hour and 20 minutes... hour and 40 minutes long. It fucking sucked. But it was kind of cool, too, because you only saw... You didn't see your... You saw your teachers every other day. Yeah. And so I skipped my last class. Principal, if you're listening to us, I will deny. And I went home, and my mom was there. And I told her, I was like, Mom, I'm going to go home. I don't want to be here. She was like, okay, whatever. And I was laying down on my bed, like, flat. So it was like the bed's like this, and I was like this. I was all, because I would put my bed, like, on the wall. Mm-hmm. I was all the way, on, like, towards the wall. And I just remember, I'm like, I was listening to music, but I was like this, right? Someone sat on my bed. Yeah. Someone sat on my bed, and I remember I was like, what the...
My heart is literally pounding right now.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, you know, and I just remember, like I didn't want to close my eyes, because then I was like, what if I close them and I open them and something's
yeah,
there?
Yeah, or like right in your face, right? You know? Can you imagine that?
So I was like, Mom, and then it got up. Mm. And I was like, my mom was like, Mande. And then, like, I remember, like, I told her, and she was like, no. Go away. Like, she, you know, she just, like, started doing that. And then, you know, after that, things kind of calmed down. And then I just remember, I don't remember if it was when me and Serge were living there with my parents or it was after. I want to say it was when me and Serge were living there with my parents. You could still hear the running, always hear the running. Wow. And then, before this, one time my brother-in-law stayed home with my niece because they didn't want to get up. My sister and the boys went to the store to go get some stuff we needed, and my brother-in-law was taking a shower, and he was in my parents' room, and my niece had her crib right there. My niece was like one. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my brother-in-law was like that he heard someone say Vicky, and nobody was in the house. And that when he like popped out like right away, that my niece was like, because my niece used to suck on her fingers instead of a pacifier, mm-hmm. but she was just staring into the living room because she heard somebody say her name.
That is so creepy.
Like, okay, so then my mom says that one night we were all asleep, and my brother and April and Anavea were in their room. Me and my brother were in, me and my brother.
I know, so good.
That fuck. Me and Sergio were in our room. We had Charlie, a little chihuahua at the time, that my mom was already asleep, and then my dad was asleep next to her, or she was falling asleep, and that, of course, the running started, right? Well, my mom says that whatever was running ran back and forth a couple times, and on the last, because I'm pretty sure you could hear it running, like, maybe 5-6 times, and it would stop.
Oh, my
God. My mom said the last lap, it didn't stop at her stairs. Yeah, and that it, my mom says that I was reading to her what sleep paralysis is, mm-hmm. and she says she feels like that's what happened to her, because she says that she could see, like, something dark, and it was, like, crawling on the bed, that it was, like, yeah, like, heavy breathing, laughing at her, and it was, like, on her, and she was, like, she said she was, like, screaming, and that my dad would, he couldn't hear her. Yeah.
Oh, that's, like, the ugly dreams, and somebody actually mentioned that, like,
oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh. Like, to talk about sleep paralysis.
And my mom was, like, freaking out. Like, she didn't know, like, what the hell was going on. And she said that, like, she just remembered she just to pray. Like, to pray, yeah. to pray. And that finally, like, when my dad started to move, like, it went away.
Wow.
And she said that she told my dad. And my dad was like, no. Like, you're imagining things. You just had, like, a really bad dream. And so then the next day, I think my brother and April and Anavea had left. My mom went to work. Serge went to work. And I went to school. My dad had dropped me off for school because Sergio had took the car. He worked at MG. And my dad said he got back and he was just chilling on the bed, right? So my dad, whatever, he's relaxing on the bed. He's, like on his side, like, watching TV. Well, he said that he had fell asleep like that and that his alarm went off. And that whenever he tried to get up, something pushed him back down.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. And that my dad was like, we're like this. And that he was like, I don't know what your intention is, but you need to leave. And, you know, eventually my parents ended up getting the trailer house blessed and stuff. But I was like, man, that's
crazy.
Because you hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you hear about it and you're like, it's never going to happen to me. And then it happens to you and you're like,
oh, crap. So, I take back what I said.
So you were for real, for real.
I feel like I had a lot of experiences too, like that, but not a lot that I would remember, like, word for word. Like, I remember one time we went to Rock Springs to visit my grandparents. It was, like, the 4th of July weekend. They have, like, this little like professional bull riding deal going on. And I went to my grandma's house, and my grandma's house is, like, pretty old. And I took a picture in this big mirror, like, a selfie, but, like, the camera's facing the mirror, you know? It was me, my sister-in-law at the time, and my nephew. Those were the only people that were there in her house.
Diego.
Yeah, Diego. And they were in another room, and I was in that room by myself watching TV. I took the picture, right? And then once we finally went home, I was going through all the pictures on the computer. And I came across that picture. Oh my gosh, I freaked out. I had to show my mom, my brother, and my sister. I showed everyone, and everyone said the exact same thing. They were like, oh yeah, that's someone, and that's someone else. Well, I didn't know that my grandma had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
So in the picture, it's, who was it? I want to say it was my great grandma. And she's holding a baby, and there is a man behind her. So she's sitting down, mm-hmm. holding the baby, and the man's behind her, which I want to say is her husband. But I never met them. So we're all freaking out, right? And then, like, I just never like to look at the picture because it scared me.
Yeah.
So years go by, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I started thinking about the picture. And I was at, we lived on North Getty at the time, and I was by myself. And we had a dog inside. And so I'm looking at the picture, right? And of course, I get freaked out, like, as soon as I look at it. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to go watch a movie. So I go to, like, the back of the house. I watch a movie in the room. I turn on this, like, lamp. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you have to twist it and mm-hmm. it clicks mm-hmm. for it to turn on. I know. Like, I swear to God, I know that I twisted it all the way. So I'm watching the movie. My dog doesn't want to come in because there's, like, two stairs, like, mm-hmm. steps to go down. I'm like, come on, princess. Like, come over here. No, like, she's just sitting there on the other side. And I'm freaking out. I'm just like, oh, shoot. Like, I literally felt like I was frozen. Like, I couldn't move because I was so scared. Well, I'm already freaked out. And then I hear, click. And the freaking lamp.
Turned off.
Yes. Oh. So I'm by myself. I run and I'm like calling everyone. I call my mom, my dad, my sister. I don't know if I called my brother, but I probably did. And nobody answered. So I literally wait outside for someone to get home because I was like, fuck that. Like, yeah, it's a family member in the picture. But was it a family member that did that to me there?
No. Oh my lord.
I don't know if that was. I know I had a lot of experiences. And then people I know too. One time we lived on Old Eagle Pass Road. And we had like some people staying over with us. And it was me, my sister, another girl, and maybe two other girls. And at the time we also lived in a trailer house. So there's like a big window. When you walk in, there's a door and then the big window. Okay, so she slept right there. This girl slept right there along the window. And she wakes up at night and she's like, oh my God, there's a lechuza right at the window. And I want to say that I saw it, but I don't know if like my mind's just like...
Like, yeah, you saw it. Like, it's yeah, there.
But I don't remember, but I know she was freaked out. Like, she was screaming. It was ugly.
I know my friend Vijay too, his dad, maybe his grandparents, lived on Old Eagle Pass Road, maybe. And they had, like, this little house that he used to do, like, taxidermy and stuff in. Like, right by the cemetery, though. Yeah, and, like, they said, like, crazy shit would happen in that house. Like, Vijay was always, like, trying to get all of us to, like, go and stuff. And I was always like, no. Your Uncle Ernest, his wife, Sylvia, her oldest, Vijay.
Is that the one that has the baby now?
Yeah. The two girls.
Yeah.
He was always trying to get us, like, all group of friends, like, to go and spend the night in there and stuff. And we were always like, fuck, no.
He
would tell us, like, that stuff sort of fly off the shelves. And, yeah, I was always like,
And then, too, like, a lot of people would say that, like, witches would go and...
Well, do you remember that one time that they said...
It was
like,
on the news people?
Yeah, that there was supposedly witches at the cemetery in October.
Yeah.
At the helicopter. Okay, have you ever heard the story of the bear on Old Eagle Pass Road?
No.
Look at my eyes.
What's wrong with him?
They're watery from how freaked out I got when I said that. There was, like, a lot of stories that people would say they would see a bear... Or something on
the Eagle Pass. You're scaring me. Don't cross.
Because of how freaked out I am. Yeah. I've never seen it, but like this, like it's scary because I remember me and Serge used to go on Old Eagle Pass Road all the time.
Like drive or walk?
Drive. Like we would like, oh fuck, the traffic's backed up on to the estate, so we take the back road, right? And I just remember like. Every time we're on that road, I would get, like, so freaked out. Because, like, people would say, like, the bear... It was, like, a huge-ass bear. And the bear would just, like, be in the middle of the road and it wouldn't let you pass. Until the bear was ready to let you pass.
What?
I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but, like... I remember one time my dad told us a story, but it's never happened to, like, anybody that, like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, other accounts. Like, you know?
Well, I don't know.
But, like, they say, like, that the bear was huge and it was, like, all beat up and, you know, but people can never find the bear.
I've never, ever
Did
heard
you see
that.
How freaked out I got when I said it to you, though? Like, fuck.
Wait, but I don't know what, like, it doesn't seem... That creepy though to me.
But why? They say it's like a ghost bear though.
A bear.
Mm-hmm. Other people say like they've seen different animals, like animals you wouldn't see down here though. But I've heard like of a lot of people seeing the bear.
It kind of makes sense though because that area is just like sketchy in general. And how weird, like my brother would always ride his bike
up there. There.
Yeah, so maybe he's seen something, but. I've never heard that.
How creepy. Sketch alert. I'm going to do a research.
I know.
People know the door because I feel like they're just going to scare us.
I know, me too. So I'm like,
for real. Farting.
I love ghost stories, but like, they're just really creepy.
I feel like perfect ghost stories would be during the day.
Yeah, exactly. And not right now when I have to walk out by myself in the dark.
No, I'll wake Serge up to walk you up. To walk us out. To walk me out, walking you out, and then walk me back in.
And then we walk it out.
John, come get me.
Right? Yeah.
So, if anybody has any other ghost stories or reconciliations... I feel that's the new word of the day I learned.
Mark that down. Check if she's right. send them to us.
Yeah, send them to us. If you want to post as anonymous, like, we'll do that
too.
Oh,
yeah.
But let us talk about ZBTK killer.
Mm-hmm.
So Araceli had tagged me in this thing on Facebook about the BTK killer that some girl said it was her dad.
Yeah, her dad.
It was a cop. Was he a cop? I feel like I saw pictures.
Think so. No, he was a... What is it called? The Boy Scouts?
Oh, yes. Okay, mm-hmm. I saw him in uniform. So I assumed he was a cop.
Yeah, he was a Boy Scout person. I don't know.
Mom.
He was like one of the higher-ups, I guess.
So, tell me about the documentary.
I watched half of it because I was falling asleep. Not to lie. But it was so cool, like... watching it and then also listening to that My Favorite Murder podcast because they talk about him a lot. So I was like, oh yeah, like,
so
yeah, that's
what
cool.
What was BTK killer? Like, what was his motive?
Well, BTK actually stands for bind, torture, and kill. Mm-hmm. So that's what he would do, but he would actually like, let's say like cruise around the neighborhood and just like pick who he wanted to
kill.
Yeah. And so he would break into their house and wait, like, for hours, like, in a closet or somewhere that's, like, a good place to hide until they were dead asleep. And once they were asleep, of course, he would
find them.
Yep, and torture them and kill them. I think I heard them say that none of the victims were, like, ever raped or some, I don't know.
So he wasn't like a sexual sadist?
No, but he just liked seeing them
suffer.
Yeah, and like tied the way they were. And the first victims that they talked about, it was a family of, I want to say five, six or seven, I don't know. And it was, the mom was home, the dad was home, which he didn't think was gonna be home.
Yeah.
And then they had two of the littlest kids.
He didn't think the dad was gonna be home.
Yeah. So he waited for everyone to go to school, go to work, whatever. And so he comes out, he kills the mom, he kills the dad, and he kills the two kids. And they have like, what is it, like three other kids.
Mm-hmm.
They finally get home from school, they can't open the door, so they break it or whatever. They go in and they find their mom and dad dead. And then they go to the neighbor's house. They call the police. The police go inside. And they find the little kids. And one of the survivors, or the guy that wasn't there, the son, he was like, thank God I didn't see, you know, my youngest siblings, because that would have messed me up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, like, these people.
Like, okay, like, it's gonna make me sound, like, really fucked up, but it's like, I can not understand, because I don't know what causes somebody to kill adults, but I don't understand what does killing a child get you?
Exactly, and he killed a lot of kids.
Like, you know, like,
You gotta be literally sick in the head to do something like that to a kid. Yes, to an adult, but at the same time, like, kids,
they're innocent. Like, they literally, like, don't know, like, okay, yes, maybe at a certain age already, like, they know right from wrong, but it's, like, what do you get out of doing it? Like, mm-hmm. You know?
And him, too, he was the type of serial killer that I feel like he basically did it for the attention. He wanted to be, like, the Zodiac killer and mm-hmm. Ted Bundy, because I think Ted Bundy had just been caught, so he was already in prison. And then he came out and said, you know, why am I not getting the recognition that I told you that I wanted? So yeah. He was like, until then, I'm going to keep killing people. And mm-hmm. He said, well, how many people do I have to kill to get
your attention?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, too, like, have you ever heard of the axe murder?
I think I have.
The one that he would say, like, on certain nights, he wouldn't kill if you were playing jazz music.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
It also came out in American Horror Story.
Yeah, that one's awesome. I love that one.
And he kept his word, though.
Yeah.
Like, he kept his word. I heard, supposedly, like, okay, yeah, he was, like, fucking crazy, but, like, he worked for the music industry. So, and he was a jazz player, supposedly, and he wanted jazz sales to go up. So, can you imagine all the people that went out, bought a record player, bought jazz music?
Right. Like, that's conspiracy theory.
For real.
We will be talking about those someday.
I know, but that, I have to, like, sit down, and which I could have done because I was sick. But I just feel like it's too much information.
Yes, it is. There's so many things. So many things. Like, it's hard to keep up with.
And I'm just like, and then I don't want to be all paniqueada and then be like Araceli and be like, oh my God!
I know, like, ever since, I started, like, watching and reading into, like, the serial killer stuff, I'm just like, I'm scared. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
John people works. Know you're a stay-at-home mom because
yeah.
They don't see you leave the house.
Exactly. And so I'm like, dude, like, when we were watching the thing, I was like, look, John, like, this could freaking happen to me. Like, I want to be at least, like,
prepared.
Know what to do. Yeah. Not just be like, ah.
Like, I remember one time, I don't know what had happened, but Serge was like, if somebody's going to break into the house, they're going to know the exact time to break in. It's like, you don't think people watch you? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you don't think people know you get home at 3:48 or 3:55 or 3:56?
Yeah.
He's like, you don't think they know it takes you 5 seconds to lock the door once you come in? And I was like,
yeah, it's creepy.
Like, nobody's watching me. You never know, you know? Like,
I know my neighbors watch me, but in a good way, I hope.
Skunkos.
But, like, speaking of neighbors and serial killers, that Chris Watts, that has the leader, right? But Chris Watts, his neighbor was the one that basically, she's the hero. Because, you know, she was concerned that the wife hadn't called her or, like, texted her,
like, or nothing. Like, popped out or anything.
Yeah, so she called the cops. And then they went and started looking into the incident and found out that he killed his family.
That's crazy, too, because it's like you never... I need to watch the one you sent me because I haven't got a chance to watch. The first he sent me was the day that I was, like, high on Tamiflu and antibiotics and stuff. I hate taking antibiotics. They smell. Like, I'm weird. Like, I smell my medicine. Are you like that?
No, I think, like... I mean, yeah, sometimes I do, like, the vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Those smell, smell disgusting.
Like, how can something so good for you smell like shit, right?
Like, I don't even want to smell those freaking fish oil
I can't, pills. Thank God I'm allergic to those. I can't imagine. Like, right now, my doctor has me on Clomid, Metformin, Provera, and prenatals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm all... Damn. Pilled out, and
pill popper,
not for real, and Tamiflu, and antibiotics, but not that doctor, another doctor. And I don't know why or what in God's name possessed me to smell my freaking prenatal vitamins.
Oh, yeah, those.
And I was like,
I smell like chemicals.
And then I was talking to Sergio's cousin's wife, Vanessa, and I was telling her, like, oh my gosh, these prenatals suck. Like, they smell bad. And she's like, oh, you should have got gummies.
Well, I heard that those don't work as good.
I don't know, but I was just like, I know, like, my friend Myra, she took, I think she would do gummies when she was pregnant, maybe. But, I mean, I feel like me knowing my luck, I'm probably going to lack iron. And I'm going to have to get the freaking ones prescribed in the big-ass bottle from the H-E-B. The freaking
horse pills. Let me start neighing. Yeah. She had a baby cat. Oh no, baby horse.
That was a fat joke. But yeah, I was like, I like literally forgot that today was Friday. For some reason, I thought today was like Sunday because I was off.
And that's crazy. You're so used to just like
working Friday. Like Monday through Friday, which is thebomb.com. I'm not gonna complain. But it was just weird. Because I was like, why do I have so many days off? It was like when I was on vacation, I didn't even know what to do with myself anymore. Like, I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like,
you're like, what sleep? I'm going to do that.
Huh? I remember Sergio was so upset because I was home all the time. And I did not clean until like the last... I cleaned like the first 3 days I was here. I was like, where's my chongo? I cleaned like the first 3 days I was here. My house was fucking beautiful. And then after that, I would clean, but not like clean. And then I cleaned the last 3 days I was here. And Sergio was like, what the fuck?
He's like, oh, you're a woman.
Oh, so you're going to clean. Ow. It's like, I feel like you should have
karma.
Myself, for real.
Talking about yourself.
Talk about yourself.
Strap. Cass got the strap thrown.
Freaking out of silly. But
whoa.
I think that's a good place. I think that's a good place to end today. No. Yes, we're still gonna talk after. I know, it looks like
chicken. I wish you all could see her hair.
I'll post a picture later. We're actually thinking about maybe expanding to Instagram.
Yeah.
And maybe I can't keep up with Twitter because there's too many youngins on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They're going to drag us to a freaking dirt. Drag us. They're going to drag us. Drag us. I'm so nervous tonight, guys. Like, y'all have no idea.
See, this is what I love about her. Like, she messes up, right? But then she owns up to it, like, right there.
Me, there's most people that are like... I didn't do that. I didn't say that. What?
It's been a hot day.
That's what our first podcast is called. It's so fucking great.
Yes, and if you haven't listened to the first one, please go ahead and listen to the first one.
Because I want to say maybe, like, on our 10th podcast, we are going to...
Twerk.
I don't know, you're going to see all my rolls everywhere. Maybe that's when we'll do our first, like, behind the scenes, and we'll do, like, a reaction one.
Yes, yeah. We're going to be cringing.
We're going to be like, oh my god, why do we sound like that?
No, I don't like the way my voice sounds.
But it's cool, though, because we're cute.
Yeah.
They can't see us.
Yeah. I wish you could see, like, how we look. We look like freaking hobos right now.
I look like, okay, though, I look like Dwight Schrute
from The Office.
It's like that saying, we have the perfect face for radio. I'm just kidding. No, we don't. We're really hot, though. Like, whenever we do our makeup. When we do our makeup, holy shit, that's what I look like.
Right there, like that one. The picture frame.
What was I saying?
Oh, so, yeah.
I totally lost my train of thought. But yes, guys, we're going to finish this up and we're going to edit it because it does give us a time thingamabob that we need to shut the hell up already.
We love to talk. What can we say?
For real. Don't be fucking judging us, Anchor. FBI agent. No, Texas.
Censored.
But thank you so much for listening, you guys.
Thank you so much.
We're going to try really hard to record on Wednesday. Yes. And publish by Friday. If not...
When might we have this one up?
Probably by tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tonight. Maybe at midnight.
You'll never know. Everyone will be surprised.
Dun, 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 dun. But as always, thank you so much for listening to Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered. Until next time, guys.
Bye.